Now, we have here Jehoshaphat. He had an anxiety for the mind of God. Why? Well, something came up. Now, we went over this before. I'll hit some high points. Verse 3. Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? He answered him, I am as thou art. My people is thy people. We will be with thee in the war. Now, Jehoshaphat, because he's in the family now, and because of the alliances he's made, why, he says, we are one, we're together. If you're going to make war, and God had given Jehoshaphat peace, but now he enters this war. But wait a minute. When Ahab made the suggestion, Jehoshaphat is disturbed. And notice, verse 4, Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Let's find out what God has to say. Now look what Ahab did. Verse 5, therefore the king of Israel gathered together prophets, 400 men, said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it in thy hand. Now who are these men that he gathered together? Prophets of Baal. And so Jehoshaphat suspected something is wrong. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, besides that we might inquire of him? The king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there's yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same as Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. You see, here is something that I feel that ought to be in the front of every pulpit where a man is preaching the Word of God. On the pulpit that I served for so many years, there was this word, sir, we would see Jesus. But out in front, I always felt there ought to be another verse of Scripture out there, Galatians 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. Now, Micaiah is one of the great men of the Bible, as we saw before. He told Ahab the truth. He was a man of God who gave the word of God. So they send for Micaiah here. And Jehoshaphat says, oh, you really don't mean that you don't like him if he gives you the word of God? And Ahab says, I don't like him, but we'll send for him. And they did. Verse 12. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs. Speak thou good. In other words, get in step. You better read the book, How to Make Friends, Influence People. And if you want to stand in with the king, the thing to do is to say the thing that he wants to hear. Be sure and say the right thing. And old Micaiah really had a sense of humor. He wasn't frivolous, but he had a sense of humor. And as many of you know, I say it reverently, but I always say it, God has a sense of humor. He made a lot of us, didn't he? He had to have a sense of humor to make the human family. Now, will you notice, friends, here, Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. I'm going to say what God has for me to say. You can be sure of that. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered unto your hand. Here were all these 400 false prophets of Baal running around saying, go up, go up, go up. And Micaiah, you know he has a real sense of humor. He joins the parade, and he says, go up, go up, go up. And he did it with biting sarcasm. And so Ahab says, stop kidding me. You can't fool me. You don't agree with them. Verse 15, the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? He really wanted the word of God, but he didn't want it. And there are a lot of folk like that today.